And she said it was on a show that we had in late November. I don't know, how did she know this stuff? Yeah. Well, she takes the notes, so she knows.
Yeah, because she was saying, he was saying that everyone should drink like a half a bottle every day.
Oh, that's right.
Something about like if you do that, it could stave off Alzheimer's or something. Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about that.
Do you remember him saying, or Lynn, do you remember, was it the silica in the Fiji? Is that what you remember, Sharon?
I don't really remember him specifically saying the silica. I did my own research on it.
Oh, I see. You found that it's high in silica.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, because one of our listeners had heard me on the air talking about Fiji water, and he had written to me, and we were talking about Fiji water back and forth, and he had said something about the silica content. Well, I didn't really know what that meant, so I went online and researched it. Yeah, it's got a very, very high. This and Volvic. Volvic is from France. That water.
Oh, Volvic water. I've heard. I've seen that one.
Volvic. Yeah. That has high silica, too.
I see. And silica. Main things are hair, skin, and nails, and face. Okay, we got to end this commercial with a little thing.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
You think Leonard knew something
Everybody
when he wrote this song?
Check that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls. Fingers crossed, everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and the long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby.
Good morning. Everybody, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Was old Leonard on top of it or what? Man. I just love that. I love the word. I just wonder, man, this guy was so in tune with the world and the spiritual. And I think he wrote that like 30 years ago. I don't know when he wrote it, but, you know, to say those kind of things, amazing. Oh, Adam, this is funny. Adam Bergstrom says the red pill trumps the purple pill every time. Do you know what he means by that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Take the red pill. Don't take the blue pill. Boy, every time I publish something on Facebook, my Facebook, about it even mentioned Donald Trump, man, the blue pillers come out and just pummel me.
No.
That's all right. Okay. It's okay. So where are you going, Sharon? You got to go? What's up?
I do. I have to pick my kid up, so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little pick me up with your kid?
Yeah, I'd pick her up.
Just gonna play tennis this weekend and that's it?
Probably, yeah. Just relax, work around the house, hang out. Hopefully, we'll have nice weather. And
yep, and we're off Monday.
We're off Monday, okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
It's a holiday, you know.
Yeah.
I think they call it Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So I thought I would memorialize my navel and look at that.
What are you gonna be doing?
Writing, chilling.
Good. For you, good.
Yeah, book's going good. I'm going to be writing and reading and contemplating. Sitting out in the sun. I think I'm going to run over to the farmer's market in the morning. friend of mine that I'd like to say hi to. He's a farmer, and he's a good friend, and I haven't talked to him for a while, and he goes there every Saturday. He's way out East Austin, so I don't get a chance to. But he's really a cool guy, Leon, so I'm going to go say hi to him. So Doodle and I will walk over there, or go over there. It's in Austin, and might even stop by the old, I was thinking about going by the old, by the mall and seeing what Banana Republic has, some cool t-shirts or something.
Oh, well, good.
Like,
good,
I need another t-shirt. I only have about 40. I just like to get different colors, you know, different colors to wear during the show. It's like, how many t-shirts can you wear by? Well, okay, well, sweetie, thanks a lot. Have fun. Thanks for everything.
Right. And everyone have a nice and safe weekend if you're traveling. Mm-hmm. Travel safely. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, we'll just
see
talk
you
soon.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. Everybody knows the game is rigged. Everybody knows. No? Okay. Hold on, let me do this. I just turned off the lights. I had the lights on because I had my camera on so Sharon could see me. And don't need them. Boy, those lights are bright. These are really cool. They're very small. They're about 4 inches wide. And you just plug them into your computer to either charge them up or leave them plugged in if you can. And you can put them on top of your screen. So if you do Skype stuff, it's very easy to get the picture looking really nice. You know, most of the reason why these little cameras don't look too cool is because there's just not enough light. So you get all these shadows in your face and stuff. But if Sharon taught me, if you get the light coming front right on your face, these are they're really really good. They work good. So if you do the Skype thing with people, you could just sharpen up your act a little bit, make it look cool. Everybody knows. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Open phone Friday. Adam says that jumping automatically creates joy, well researched by neurophysicist Manfred Kleins. So you just get joyful when you jump on the rebounder. Well, I'll be darned. No wonder I've liked it for 25 years. My goodness. Yeah, 25 years for me. I think it's 93 when I purchased my first rebounder. That's crazy, isn't it? Yep. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. We did the brain thing. Okay, let's see. Hi, Carol. If you have been waiting to place your order for the next frontier in all-natural light and plant therapy, then you must get yours now. Oh, I see. This is an email that our friend Carol received. Somebody's selling the Ultra Blue. Okay. The public release of the Halo device in the story, Michael Thomas, has been the rage because it works. The stories we're getting back are miraculous. My 16 years of search, and I've never seen anything quite like this device for the reduction, the elimination of discomfort and the suffering from debilitating physical issues. So somebody's trying to sell this machine. Oh, they got these all over the place, right? They're always the best. The Halo. This is the Halo. They always have a doctor doing the videos. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure they're good. I'm sure they're helpful. But they're not going to cure everything like they say. But, okay, I want to buy one. I want to see how much they cost. Okay. Place your order in the next 24 hours. Or you might be waiting 2 or 3 more weeks before you get yours. Sure. Okay. Well, I want to order one. How much are they? Get yours now, okay? Buy now, okay? Oh, no, no problem. It's on sale, $19,000. Sure. Can you believe that? Give me a break. Sorry. So they're selling something, in my opinion, for $20,000 that Divine Spirit is trying to do for us every moment in our life. That's what Spirit does. That's its job. And we are created by God through this aspect of God in the lower worlds, Divine Spirit. It's been called many names since the beginning of time. Many, many names. Comforter, Chi, Prana, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. All religions have their version. This is the source of everything in the physical world. And the cool thing about Divine Spirit is that it needs us, soul, to manifest in physical reality. I'll say that again. Divine Spirit is required to go through us, who we are, Divine Spirit, to manifest in physical reality. Because physical reality manifests through souls, what we believe, what we think, what we project, what we expect. And so we're the conduit. And Spirit is working through us every moment. And what it would like to do, if we allow it, is to create more good for us, because the attributes of Spirit are all the good that's ever been, is, and will be, also God. So the attributes of Spirit are just, wow, think about it. Beauty, balance, abundance, compassion, love, peace, hippie beads, all the good stuff, right? Passion, just every good adjective, there's probably 50 of them. That's what Divine Spirit does for a living, because that it's an aspect of God. And it's really the original source of everything. So everything that we see, all the stars, like billions of them, it was created by Spirit through souls, believe it or not. Yep. So the more that we allow this Divine Spirit to flow freely through us, through acceptance and trust and faith and, you know, all the things we talk about, meditate, contemplate, taking care of people, loving others, somebody else, loving yourself, all the things people talk about on the interweb. It's so simple, most people miss it, and they want to make it really complicated, you know, and all that. But it's not, because we are it, so we really are, we're not separate from it at all already. So the more that we relax and allow Spirit to move through us and turn our hair to natural color, or make our blood help our blood pressure goes down, because the Spirit will do all of that, because it just wants to do everything that we really want. And where we as a species, as souls, get into a problem is, one, we don't know this. That's the key. And two, we're always, oftentimes, if you hear people speak, we're always creating the problem that we don't like, because we are not ignoring it and saying, well, you know, I think Spirit can kind of help me out with this cancer cells, because this is what I believe. I don't know for sure, but I believe this, and I'm just going to do this. And then the more we do that, the more Spirit will do that, because we're giving it an opening, an opportunity. But if we focus on a cancer cell, and I'm not criticizing people who do this, they just do it because they don't know. You know, they don't know. They don't know. They're afraid, and the doctor says, you have cancer. Oh, my God. And you hear it all the time. So they think they have to kill something, and they feel like they're going to die. And, you know, so you can imagine this is the reality that they're creating for themselves in every moment, in every moment, in every moment. And spirit can't do much with that because it's just, it wants to help, but there's not the human microbiome, if you will. There's not the terrain to allowing spirit to do this thing. So this is what Ken Rolla and Tesla and these people were on to with trying to do whatever they can energetically. And you know, it's beneficial. It's called scalar energy. And that's what these little pyramids are. And of course, spirit can do a better job because this is, you know, in a but it helps and you can feel it. And that's what really is spirit is scalar energy. I mean, they just call it scalar. And it's the scalar energy is just a downsized version of Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit. So people sell you a $20,000 machine, and you could take, you know, 2, 3, 4 months and really learn about this, if you wanted to contemplate, and really understand and see for yourself, you know, see for yourself how it works. And just there's all kinds of ways to do it that I've been taught and learned over the years, and then you know you got a $20,000 machine. For nothing. No downsides. And really that's the way healing works. But it's pretty simple, you know. And it's too simple for most. That's my experience anyway. It is 10 minutes before the hour. I tell you what, there's something going on with this probiotic that I'm really excited about. And it's called Progurt. And Stephen Heward sent out a video about 2 weeks ago. And it was all about this Progurt. And this is this special kind of human strains, like 100 trillion human strains. That's a lot. 500 to 100,000. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, bad number. 500 to 1,000 strains. They don't give the specifics because it's proprietary. They got to be careful what they say because of the FDA and all of that. But there's a trillion. Oh, that's where the number came from. There's a trillion CFUs per sachet. So they come in little sachets. And I like the idea that it's human strains. I believe they were originally formed through unvaccinated breastfed babies and stuff like that. That's what my understand. Stephen said it's the most advanced probiotic available. So I bought 5 from the website, the One World Way website. I got 5 of them, and I've just taken 3. I've done it 3. I did my 3rd one last night before bed. And there is something really interesting going on with this product. I won't go into all the details, but I'm very, very aware of my digestion, my elimination, everything, you know, just how it all works. It's fascinating. It's like a science project for me because I'm, you know, just learning, trying to figure out how to see how this body works this lifetime. It's my Dharma karma. And there's really something going on with this product, folks. I don't say this often. You know, I know it happens with the sulfur and the pine pollen. And this is another one. It's called Progurt. And you can find it on Stephen Heward's site, the One World Way. Click on that. And try it if you're having digestive. Or even if you're not. I mean, my digestive is fine. But I thought, well, I'm going to try this stuff. Steve writes in that the F-Lux software is well known as a tool for reducing blue light from electronic display screens in the evening. I recently heard of another option called iristech.co. Okay. It was favored because of, chromatographic measurement showed it was significantly more effective at blue light reduction. Wow. Even though FLX makes your screen looks kind of orange, there's still a good bit of blue light emissions. I see that Iris has several versions, including free and pro, and it's a cross-platform. Good job, Steve. He's quite a researcher. I get emails from him. This guy's got it going on. So we'll post this, and maybe you want to look at this one. It's iristech.co, and Steve says there's a free version, too. So I wonder what you get extra for the free version, Steve. I mean, for the pro version. I don't know why they do that. If the free one doesn't work, why get it? Know what I mean? Telling me? Well, who knows? But according to Steve, research shows that this Iris thing is even better job at efflux. Okay. Always another step. I'll explore it. I like that little efflux because I sure like my body to be really, really quiet at night so I can play more. Talk to Frank Sinatra and stuff. Frank and I had a good time last night. It was great. All right. Let's see what else is here before we go. Hi, Texas Bentley was awesome. Who's Texas Bentley? Oh, yeah. That's that fellow. Yeah. That's that fellow we had on from the Ukraine. Oh, yeah, the name didn't ring. Yeah. Can you get him back on again to continue the interview? Really appreciate listening to people like him and also the couple that you had on from Libya. Keep up the great work that you do. I'm also sure that you know of Extreme Health Radio that Adam, Dr. Massey, Dr. Daniels have all been guests on. I don't think you really consider them competition because I think you're both aiming at the same goals. Yeah, he used to work for us. Justin, he used to work for us. Extreme Health Radio. I think they're still doing it. Yeah, he looks at our shows and gets those people too, which is cool. We sometimes go to the Power Hour and see who they're going to have on. It's not stealing or anything. It's cool. We're all in it together. I don't know. Competition, I don't even believe in it. Spirit is providing our sustenance, not sulfur sales or anything else. Jeffrey says, breathe deeply. Oh, the product that you liked from Phil Thomas at Iodine Source, it has oil of turpentine in it. Can you just breathe out of your bottle of turpentine? No, I don't know. That would be a Dr. Daniels question. Let's put that in her file. Hasn't Dr. Daniel said that you shouldn't breathe that straight? Does anybody know? Yeah, be careful with that till you know for sure. But he's got it, certainly got it in there. He's got it in there, breathe deep. And so Edgar Cayce knew about turpentine 150 years ago. Or 100 years ago. Lauren writes in on Open Phone Friday. Come on and join us. Boy, we've just had one call this morning. Where are you guys? Sleeping? Oh. While there are yogurts that add probiotics to promote digestive health and immunity, no yogurts are shown to maintain vaginal health. For years, women have tried various supplements, i.e. acidophilus, and even yogurt to help them with feminine issues, with no conclusive health. It's important to understand the different strains of lactobacillus available and the use the one most suits your needs. Dr. Michelle Siebel. Oh, this is actually a pitch for an interview. Oh, okay. Dr. Michelle Siebel is available to discuss the correct probiotic lactobacillus that works to balance yeast and bacteria to help maintain vaginal flora. Oh, okay. Let me know if you'd like to speak to her. What do you think? Think we should do that? What do you guys think? I'll look into it. I'll put that in the future, possible future guest file. You know, I my first idea, just thinking, saying, well, wonder why the vaginal yeast thing would get disrupted. Oh, I guess it would be just like any other thing. Sure. Sugar, too much sugar or stress. Of course. Maybe that might be a good thing to do. What do you guys think? Think so? Think we should talk about vaginal yeast? Why not? Do you think Progurt is better than Bravo? Well, I never did the Bravo thing, but Steven says absolutely, positively, no doubt, yes. So Steven's pretty upfront. You know, he used to think Bravo was the best thing since, the Dalai Lama or whatever. Or sliced bread, as the saying goes. But then he said he felt this. And I tell you what, I felt this thing after 2 days, two doses. There was something going on with these human strains. See, they're different. This is a human strains from the Progurt stuff. 500 to 1,000 different strains. Wow. You know, they're having quite interesting things going on with the fecal implants, right? And they're using just human poop. What? Yeah. You know, and people are paying thousands of dollars to do it. We conjectured earlier on that, well, you could just find a little baby, breastfed baby, and that kind of thing, without antibiotics, and do that if you wanted to do it. Well, this biome thing is really cool, microbiome, and there's a lot going on. And to keep it everybody happy, snappy, I think it's a beautiful thing. And if you like to do more, it's not going to hurt, right? And most of us are probably fine just the way we are, because we're eating good foods and thinking good thoughts. Peace, love, hippie beats. But I suspect stress, worry, angst, and all of that kills off good bacteria too. Okay, got some more emails. I'll stick around for a few minutes since we're going to be off on Monday. But if you want to join the show, get on board here. I'm sure you've got some comments, or tell us your story. I want to hear your story. I'll stick around for a few minutes. I'm easy. Know what I mean? Jelly bean? Know what I mean? Jelly bean? Let me find something here. I'm not looking for something. I don't know why. What am I looking for? Oh, yeah. This is what I was looking for. Somebody asked me to play this again. I don't know why. Okay. Previously on Open Phones with Sharon and Patrick, a lady called in and said,
The sulfur. I've probably been taking it for a year. My functional medicine doctor didn't want me to take it. And finally, one day I said, screw it, I'm going to take it. And I'm so glad I did, because it gave me energy, which is what I was wanting. But the thing it did it did a lot of things, but the two things are energy, and the other thing, which a woman called in months ago, and that's why I wanted to report this, because it was so amazing. I was taking 11 glutathione recycler pills that are really good for chemical sensitivities, because I'm severely chemical sensitive. So So that was working, but 11 pills was a lot. And when I started taking sulfur, I was able to reduce to 3. Now I take 3 a day of glutathione recycler and the sulfur. And that's, it's helped my chemical sensitivities, major.
That's great.
That is cool. You can order sulfur right now. 3 prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide. And also, if you want more than 4 pounds for family and friends or just a better price, because we give you a discount, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. But you can click away if you'd like and order right now.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
There's got to be a morning after, if we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm?
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Yeah, great tune. Maureen McGovern, remember her? Yeah, The Morning After. Her one and only hit. Isn't that funny how sometimes people do that? They just, they hit on a song and it's got the right melody, the right hook, you know, the right hook and the be a morning. And people love it, they sell it, and some people do a whole career on one song. It's great. It's the way it should be, right? Here's a lady probably worked for 10 years before she found that song and become a rock star overnight. You know, those were the days. I reminisce here. Those were the, back in the days when I was in rock and roll radio in the late 60s and 70s. It was so different, you know, than what it is now. It's just record guys would come by the station and take the program director out to dinner and maybe take a disc jockey out because he has a new Billy Joel record that he wants to play on the radio. And they lobbied, you know, they lobbied. They sold these people. And, you know, of course, that's where the, you know, the concept of payola broke out with Dick Clark, that he was being paid to play certain songs and all that. And I'm sure that went on, but most of it was just all, though my experience was, and I saw a lot of I knew a lot of record dudes. And they were just good guys who loved music, who worked for A&M or whoever, Columbia. And they had certain artists that they promoted. They might have 3 or 4. And they visited a lot of stations and told them about their new record. They haven't heard it. And, I don't know. I talked to the record guys and they would get me interviews with these people because I started doing interviews in 1975 on rock and roll radio station in St. Louis. And nobody did that at that point. It was like unheard of on FM to do talk. But my program director said, you ought to do that. He really, one day he said to me, he said, you should do that. Actually, he told me that before he hired me. It was crazy. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm just telling a story. I was in a little small town in Texas. I'd been fired from a big station in St. Louis, big station, KSD. And I said something really stupid about abortion or something, and they fired me. And so I really needed a job, house payment and all. And I was able to get a program director's job in Texas, a little small town, way, it was a nasty little town I think it was Port Arthur or one of those down those oil towns, and it smelled. And but since I was from a big station, they hired me and they thought I could run a station, which I had no business running the station. I had no idea how to do that. But, you know, when you're at a big station in St. Louis, these little small stations, they hire you and say, okay, I'll run it. So I went down there with my little U-Haul and my German Shepherd. And intuitively, I knew that I wasn't going to stay there, but I didn't know why, but I knew it. I never unpacked my U-Haul. It was sitting in the parking lot at the Holiday Inn where I was living. And I just didn't have any interest in getting an apartment. I knew that this little road stop was just going to be short term. I didn't know how. So one night I was watching TV at the Holiday Inn, and this fellow by the name of, what was his name? Oh my, Gary Bridges. Hippie kid, long hair, John Lennon glasses, said, I used to listen to you on KSD in St. Louis, the place I was fired. He said, I really enjoyed your stuff. You're really funny. You're great. Why don't you come work for us? Want to come back to St. Louis? Hello? Do I want to come back to St. Louis where my family is? Number 10th market in the world, and get out of Texas where there's rattlesnakes and bad air? Where do I sign? That's how it happened. It was amazing, man. It was like, you're talking about a miracle? And a U-Haul and a Holiday Inn? And he knocks on your door? How he ever found me, I don't know to this day. And so he said, I want you to do the morning show. Now, the morning show is like the big show, right? That's the most listeners. And he said, but I want you to do something different. Why don't you come up and do, really get silly. You don't, I don't care how many records you play. Just be silly, have fun, and call people on the phone and just have fun. I said, call who? Just call anybody. Call movie stars, call people in the news, talk to them. Just call them. I said, man, that'd be fun. I can do that. And so that's what I did. And, but back in those days, each station could play whatever records they wanted. And there was like, 6,000-7,000 radio stations. And they all got to, they play whatever they wanted. There were all these independents. It's amazing. I mean, of course, there were little bitty, smaller little things like, the people that owned us owned about 6 stations. There was one in New York, one in St. Louis, one in Milwaukee, San Diego. So it was a nice chain. I mean, they had some nice stations, big markets. And they'd get involved a little bit in how much you, what you played. But pretty much it was the program director who picked out these songs. And it was really fun because the cream really came to the top, you know, with music. Because these PDs are programmed, they have good taste, you know. And anyway, this is a little radio story. Now it's totally different. It's all, you know, I think they're, what's that one chain that has 2,000 stations? Owned by the conservative, what is that? Anyway, they own thousands of stations. There's people that own 100 and 200 TV stations. 1,000 maybe, I don't know. It's nuts. And this is how the media is controlled today, because 6 corporations own everything, you know. Well, pretty much everything. There's still a few independent radio stations around, but not very many. I know KLBJ is one. They're independent, that I worked for years. Here's an email from Nancy. Just want to let you know I do feel much better taking sulfur. I am not tired and I have more energy. My body isn't worn out at the end of the day like before doing outdoor chores and activities. My question is, they say to take sulfur twice a day, but to drink lots of water. So how do you take it at night? Do you have to drink lots of water before going to bed? Thank you. Love you so much. Oh, thanks. I love you too. Well, no. Just drink lots of water throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? So a good rule of thumb would be a half ounce per body weight. So Nancy, if you weigh 120, you would do, you know, you would want to do like 50 or 60 ounces a day, but just do that throughout the day. But you can stop drinking water at 5 or so, so you don't get up in the middle of the night and pee and all that. Yeah, you don't have to drink it with it. You could just drink enough at night. Yeah, and if you sleep well and remember your dreams, a lot of people, I've taken it right before bed and actually helps me relax and even have more clarity on my dreams. So yeah, you can do that. Thank you for that. I told you that we've had amazing success after 1 week of a 30X sulfur homeopathic with Doodle's itching. She's lying right there quiet. She's been quiet all morning long. Well, since what, 7 o'clock? And before this sulfur thing, she was itching like every 5 minutes. Now this wasn't taking pure sulfur. This was doing a homeopathic sulfur. So you could try this, kids, at home. If you've got an itchy dog and you don't know why they're itching, I would get yourself some 30X sulfur somewhere. It's not going to hurt him. And put a bunch in there. He put a whole tube full. Now, I don't know whether the blue tube thing is similar to the dram bottle. Adam may know. So I don't know if you want to do a whole blue tube. So that's above my pay grade. But it sure worked for Doodle. And sure worked. According to Dr. Marco Ruggio on the Microbiome Summit, taking probiotics with colostrum greatly enhances the probiotic effect. Really? That's why Bravo works so well. It has colostrum and probiotics. If ProGrit doesn't have colostrum in it, would probably benefit from adding colostrum. Well, good. So I take colostrum. Thank you. That's great information. And you know what you could do? And Stephen mentioned this too. If you want to try the ProGrit, is Stephen says, if you put it and make a yogurt out of it, it even juices it up some. Thanks for that information, Lynn. Good job. ProGrit, it's spelled P-R-O-G-U-R-T. But you could get a raw milk and put the ProGrit in there, let it sit on the counter all night, add a little colostrum in there. Yeah, man. You know, let it ferment, let it do its mojo. And it'll kick it up a notch. There's no doubt about it. Go ahead and put this kind of things in the show, in the notes, Lynn, will you? Yeah, this is good information. She's a great researcher, Lenny. Clear Channel radio stations. Thank you. Clear Channel. Yeah, they own, I don't know how many stations they own. I know I'm skipping around here, but when I just blabble on, that's the way. There you go. Clear Channel. I'll do, how many stations does Clear Channel own? $850. I thought it was more than that. $850. That's a lot. Could you imagine if Clear Channel Radio decides to put your song as number one and play it every 20 minutes like they do with number one songs? Poof. They could sell some records. Do people even buy records anymore? Boy, don't get me started on this whole music thing, because I just don't like where it's going. You know, you got to pay for stuff, folks. If you think you can download free music and free movies and still have them coming, it's not going to happen. They'll go away. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? But I think there's some good systems out there now. I know I buy individual songs for 99 cents on Amazon to play on the radio. So I pay for them that way. And you can buy, of course, buy tunes on Amazon, and the artist gets paid. And I guess people still buy CDs and stuff. I watched a great movie the other night. It was really well done. I don't know, for some reason I wasn't drawn to watch it. And then I saw it on Netflix. I thought, oh, I'll try it because it's kind of fun. I thought this would be interesting. It was Johnny Depp and Christian Bale and good actors called Public Enemies. And it was from 2009. And I don't know, somehow I didn't watch it. And I watched it the other night. And I like to watch this story, and you know, I even take notes of what time, how long it takes for them to get to the inciting incident, and how they close Act One and Act Two. So I'm always kind of using it as a learning tool for writing screenplays too. So you learn how other people do it. And anyway, so I thought, well, it's really, really good movie, well done. So I went to see who directed it. Duh. My favorite guy in the world, Michael Mann. See, I missed that one. See, it's amazing how you can tell these people that know how to make movies, man. Michael Mann. He's quite a director and writer. Heat, it's a great film. Last of the Mohicans, The Insider, great movie about tobacco. Collateral, Miami Vice. Witness, he did that. Oh, it's a documentary. I wonder what that's about. Okay, well, let's see. Oh, here's one more I guess we can do. Then we'll go. How does recall healing help heal your body? So interesting. Is it energy work or something different? That requires some water. There's a French fellow by the name of Gilbert Renault, past guest, and he figured out by doing work like I do on the other planes or in meditation, contemplation, it's the only way you can figure it out, that most of the little traumas we have in our body, stomach ache, thyroid, earache, whatever, knee pain, like Adam talks about, the left side being the male, right side being the female, and all this other stuff, they're all somehow tied in. We know it's tied in with the trauma, right? But also when we call healing, their story is that it's tied in with a past family member as well. Mother, father, daughter, son, uncle, grandma, grandpa, something like that. Which makes total sense to me. Knowing what I know about how this works, it does make total sense. So you can start doing that kind of work and get in touch with perhaps by asking yourself questions, and Dr. Massey's got a whole different way to do it. If you've got some energetics going on between you and mom, that is part of the whole spiritual dynamic that's causing a roadblock in your liver, you could have hepatitis, for example. Does that make sense? So then if you figure that, if that comes to the surface from the unconscious, you can then, wow, so that's interesting. So you can just heal that by saying, Mom, I forgive you. I'm sorry I hated you all these years. You know, it's just dumb. I forgive you. I'm good. You're good. We're good. I love you. And then, of course, that energy just leaves, and then your liver will heal. that's a very simplistic form, but really that's how it works. And there's really no reason to doubt and that Rinal is onto something, because karmically it just makes sense to me that and I recall Helion also says that we also often take on the liver disease from Uncle Charlie, and sometimes all we do is ask Uncle Charlie to give it back. You know, I'm not sure I really agree with that model, the way it's done, but it doesn't matter. I won't nitpick it because it works, so do it. I think it happens just another little way, but I also think it can also be connected to Uncle Charlie. But I don't believe in accidents, so I don't think we took something on from Uncle Charlie just because he was our uncle and it was our karma. We probably, and I don't think this is different from what we call healing the saints, so I'll just take it all back, that we could have very well had some interaction with Uncle Charlie two or three lifetimes ago, and that's the karma that we're feeling. So yeah, forget what I just said about recalling. That wasn't doing it the way I thought. I just figured out that it probably was. Or the way I think it is. I don't know my theory. My theories are any better than anybody else's. They make more sense to me than anybody else's. But I could just be breathing my own exhaust fumes too. But I know I'm not, so it's good. Okay, so I'm gone. Color me gone. G-O-N-E. And since I had this really great dream with Frank Sinatra last night, I found a Frank Sinatra song this morning, downloaded from Amazon. And I think we'll play this one because this is one of his classics. So we're going to take off Monday because whatever. And we'll see you on Tuesday. Got a great show for you. We're going to talk about the subconscious and also dark field microscopy. And that'll be next Tuesday. So have a nice weekend. Have some fun. Do some gluten-free hot dogs, tofu pups, burgers, whatever. Have some fun. Du and I are going to hang out here for 3 days. Why? Saturday, Sunday. Whoa. That's what we're going to do. So have fun, kids. I love you guys. Thanks for your ongoing support and supporting our products and stuff like that. We appreciate it. Oh, this is Frank. Have a nice weekend. See you Tuesday, okay?
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew,
air of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my